something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, June 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Right now, there are over 100 coronavirus vaccine candidates in various stages of testing, and when one finally breaks through, it may not be as simple as one shot and you're done. There's a high likelihood that an eventual vaccine could be a two-dose protocol, given a month or two apart. The first injection would prime the immune system, and the second would strengthen the immune system response. Elizabeth Weiss, reporter at USA Today, joins us for why you might need two coronavirus shots. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
We're looking ahead to when we finally have a vaccine for COVID-19. Obviously, we're still some time away. There's over 100 vaccine candidates in various stages of testing right now. But one of the things that is becoming a little more clear is that when we finally get this vaccine, it might not be just a one-shot thing. It might be a series of shots or at least two shots, something kind of like a booster or follow-up. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit more about it.
So this is a novel virus, so it's new to human beings, which means we don't have antibodies to it or very near cousins unless you were exposed to SARS or MERS, which hopefully you haven't been. So it looks as if there's about 10 vaccine candidates that are kind of a little further along. They're in human trials, and of those, at least seven are presuming they will need two shots, and you'd get one, probably wait a month to 2 months, and then get a second one. And then you'd be fully immunized and protected. So it wouldn't just be a single jab and you're done.
And the way it works is that that first shot would kind of prime the immune system to help it recognize the virus, maybe start getting some antibodies going. And then the second one strengthens that immune response. And as you mentioned, that gives you that immunity for a little bit of time thereafter.
Then that's the other piece of it that we don't know yet is how long the immunity that you get from the vaccination will work. I mean, there are some diseases that, measles, for example, once you're immunized, you're set for life, polio, smallpox. There are others, influenza, for example, where you have to get vaccinated every year. There's some data that looks, and this goes to MERS, which is a different coronavirus, and we know that people who've had MERS, which is you actually get from camels, people tend to keep antibodies for about 3 years and then they start to fade. That doesn't mean that's what will happen with coronavirus. We simply don't know because it only popped up in December. So this is all very, very new. But it could be that you get the 1-2 vaccine series whenever we get a vaccine. And then maybe in a couple of years, you have to get revaccinated. It's not looking like you'd have to get one every year like you do with the flu.
Dr. Fauci has said that other common coronaviruses that give you, you know, the common cold and all that, the immunity only lasts maybe 3 to 6 months. That's why we're always getting it again. But it seems that this COVID-19, the one SARS-CoV-2, is a little more stable. So it's not changing as much. Obviously, we still need to learn a lot more about it. But in the meantime, right now, we're finding it's not changing that much.
People talk about, oh, there are various strains and variants out there, but those are actually the really tiny mutations. They don't seem to be affecting at all the virulence or of the virus. It's just there are enough change that you can say, oh, look, there's one strain. It's like having red hair or black hair. It doesn't mean that you're intrinsically different.
You were mentioning how some of the top vaccine candidates, or not top, but just that they're further along in the process right now, about seven of them, of the top 10, are considering maybe two shots for this vaccine. One of them, Merck, however, who's developing one, they're hoping they can get a one-shot vaccine. Do we know anything about that one?
I have not gotten fully clear on Merck's vaccine. Vaccines historically have been based on either inactivated virus or a killed virus. So you actually take the full viruses or a very small sequence of RNA, and you take the killed virus or an inactivated virus and inject it into the person, and your body is then exposed to the full gamut of that virus. And so it's able to very quickly ramp up a immune response. And the Chinese, a couple of the Chinese companies, they're also working in killed virus or weakened virus. And then the other ones we're seeing, the Moderna, the one that's coming out of Oxford, those are all using new technologies where they're doing one of two things. Either they're taking a little piece of protein that is similar to the spike on the coronavirus, and they insert that into the body, and then the body can recognize that bit of protein that it would see on the coronavirus if you got infected with it. Or they're inserting RNA or DNA, which then causes the body's own cells to create those bits of protein. And so you're not getting exposed to the full virus there. And that's one of the reasons why you might need the 1-2 punch with a immunization, because you're just seeing a piece of the virus. Whereas in a couple of the other variants, you're seeing the full virus, or your body's being exposed to the full virus.
Why this is such important to this story about the vaccine and all is that if you need to do a 2-dose vaccine protocol for the entire country, that's going to require a lot of coordination, a lot of record keeping, making sure people are following up and all. There's tons of immunizations that are given to children that are multiple doses, as you mentioned, the measles and a bunch of other ones. But when they're kids, doctor visits are kind of scheduled around those things. And you mentioned in your article, in adults, some of the vaccines that they have that are more than one dose, a lot of people don't get them because they don't follow back up. So this is an important distinction to know, that if this is going to be a 2-dose protocol, you're going to have to go back, you're going to have to schedule it, make sure you hit your appointments and everything.
And the other thing to remember is it's really likely that we're not just going to have one coronavirus vaccine. We're probably going to have a couple. I mean, all these people who are working on it, they're all going to come to market. And there might be one that works better if you're over 65, and there might be one that works better in kids. And so you're going to have to know not just when you got vaccinated, but with which of the vaccines out there you got vaccinated. Because there are probably going to be multiple different vaccines, what this is going to do is we'll have to call on the state immunization registries. State immunization registries were created for pediatric vaccinations because kids get a ton of vaccines. Some of them, it's even a series of 5 over the course of childhood. And so they need to keep track of what vaccines they got, when they got them, which one they got, when they're scheduled for the next one. And those registries work really well for children. They tend not to work as well for adults, and they also are state-specific. Some of them are even county and city-specific. So there's 62 of them in the U.S. Well, I think Guam is included in there, too. So there's a lot of them, and talking back and forth is very complicated. So they are trying now to gear up to be ready for this onslaught whenever we do get a vaccine, because we're going to have some sort of mechanism. If you think about it, a lot of people work in Washington, D.C., so you might get your first vaccination at the local drugstore, your local CVS. So that's great. But then when it's time for your second vaccine, you might be back home in Maryland or Virginia, and you go to your doctor. Well, your doctor needs to know which vaccine you got and when you got it. And the problem is right now, the vaccine registries for Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, they don't talk to each other. So they're trying to work that out now. We've got some time, and that's the good news.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the effort that needs to be undertaken in coordination is going to be really big. But like you said, we have some time until that vaccine gets here, so hopefully we can get it in gear. Elizabeth Weiss, reporter at USA Today, thank you very much for joining us.
You're so welcome.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.